Jim, Tom Beasley.
Yes, hi, Tom.
Glad you could get on. Jim, also have on the line Jerry White.
Okay.
And Jerry is the physical therapist that I had mentioned to you.
Okay.
Jerry, you've met Beth. And
yes.
Beth, I'll let you introduce Jim, and we can go ahead and maybe get started.
Okay.
I might kind of crunch with time here.
Okay. I was given Jim just a little background, or Jerry a little bit background, Jim.
I know
it's Jay's. Just to kind of clarify, Mr. White, I own a staffing company that is about 90% industrial. And one of my biggest concerns is to create this safe environment, get my injured workers back to work. So I started looking for a partner to kind of help me in those two areas. And I was kind of looking for two things. I'm looking for someone that understood the manufacturing industrial environment. I wanted someone to partner with that could understand the employer's perspective to the cost and the liability of an injury. So I met Jim Worm, and Jim is the director of the Works Plus Rehabilitation Center. He's a licensed physical therapist, and he's very well versed in the manufacturing environment. I do believe that's his niche and what he loves to do. He's also a certified transitional work provider. We have had conversations that involve from on-site transitional work to on-site rehabilitation therapy. Jim has created some job analysis for us that allows us to put an injured worker back to work and remain productive during his injury, during that rehabilitation process. Jim and I both are kind of, let's do the unordinary, let's kind of out-of-the-box thinkers, and I'm just real excited when I was introduced to Neekin to think that there's some products that might be able to help Jim and I move forward in the physical therapy area. And I'm pretty excited to hear about some of your research and kind of your clinical results. I think it would help both of us.
Yeah, because you're in the right place.
Great. I'm sure, Jim, that you kind of follow that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Well, this is an environment that you're moving into that fits very well for people that when you sat in class in school and everybody was all just sort of in line with the teacher and you'd ask a question and everybody would look at each other and they'd say, what'd they say? It is more common sense than we could ever imagine, and the power of the concept is gigantic. So if you don't mind, I'll take a couple of minutes to lay out a conceptual model, because I know that's all y'all are going to need, and you're going to rip a new row that we've never seen before.
Okay.
And it's all about putting these things into the hands of people who can be creative in thinking, but can also be, and this is what I like about Jim so far. When I hear somebody who's working with folks in the manufacturing area, you're talking about people that do repetitive things, and they gotta have a good cruise control in their brain.
Yes.
So you're crossing two worlds. Here you're talking about thinking on a plane where nobody ever goes, but yet relating to people who never think.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
That's true.
here's the nature of the technology that we're dealing with. My original experience came from a friend of mine who was having 9 grand mal seizures a day. Well, basically, he was dead, walking dead, had about 2 weeks left, and the side effects from the medication they put him on, they put him on 5,000 milligrams of Tegretol a day with no effect on his seizures. But it surely did have some effects on his side effects. Couldn't recognize his wife or son, couldn't speak more than 2 words in a sentence.
Probably killed his liver.
Yep, you got it. He was bedridden. They gave him 2 weeks to live. His legs were swollen to 3 times their normal size, and they were going to amputate both legs, but figured he wouldn't survive the surgery, so they sent him home to die. Thought I'd never see him again. About 2 years later, he walks into my clinic wearing 4 of these funny-looking discs on his head, and I could tell there was something different about him because they were tied on with a shoestring that was tied in the front, and the bow was hanging down across his nose. And he looked about as weird as anybody I'd ever seen, but he was standing there speaking cogently and had not been on medication for 4 months, nor had he had a seizure in 4 months. And he told me if he took them off, within 8 hours he'd have another seizure.
Wow.
Now, being a clinical physical therapist and a big snot nose, I told him, I don't believe you, and took him off. Within 7 hours and 15 minutes, he had the first seizure he'd had in 4 months.
Wow.
So I began to say, what on earth are you doing? And he had so much conviction in his heart, it was like the weirdest thing. Because I was standing there trying to be convinced by some physician or somebody who was in the medical community that this had some validation. And here he was saying, Coach, I'm 52 years old, and there's only 2 years out of my life that I've been able to work. And he said, during the time when I was out of it, you were the only dad my son ever had. He said, Coach, I'm scared to death to talk to somebody with all them letters behind his name. But all I know is that if I could just help one of those kids at the hospital you work at, I got to overcome my own fear to tell you that I don't know what it is or why it works. It's just when I put it on, I'm better, and when I take it off, I'm not. Well, there went all of my professional skepticism, Crapper. So I began to start to look at it, and here's one of the things I discovered. If I was to put this in a capsule and to give you a conceptual model, the physics, here's what's happened. For hundreds of years, the whole medical system in our community operated mostly on biomechanics, surgery, bone setting, stuff like that, maybe some herbal remedies. And then in the last 100 and some years, we were really getting into the whole bio, rather than biomechanics, we were in biochemistry. And we've sort of run that gamut. Some phenomenal things have been discovered, but I think they're applying it to stuff that doesn't apply. I don't know if you'd agree with me on that. But when we had 770,000 deaths last year in North America, or in the United States, to adverse reactions of drugs that were properly prescribed, that wasn't even the mistakes. Well, there might be something that we're missing there. Well, now we're kicking over into a level called biophysics. And holy crackers, when you see what this stuff will do, it'll literally make your socks roll up and down, so you have to have long pants or people will laugh at you. This is, in terms of biophysics, we're dealing with vibrational harmonics. And I've come to have a tremendous appreciation for vibrational harmonics. And this company, Niken, has been able to apply these incredibly difficult and complex physics principles in some of the easiest and highest compliance things I've ever heard of. And this is how they do it. First and foremost, when they came to North America, the FDA said, you got two options. We've just reviewed all of your stuff. You've been in Japan for 20 years. You got 50 million users. It's the largest healthcare provider in Japan, the 14th largest corporation in their economy, and you have the highest quality of health in the world. We in the United States are 47th. Now, out of those 50 million users, you don't have any negative side effects, and you seem to be winning the war over us in terms of quality of health. We'll let you peddle those things as long as you don't say anything to anybody for any reason at any time, implying that they might have some help for that person. Or you can go through the FDA scrutiny, pay $1 million a year for 15 years, and if you pass what our muster, we might let you claim that it did something. Well, they said, well, there's some great options. And they took option number one, where they just had local folks who said, I don't know, I just put it in my pants and I feel better. You want to try one? And through that process, it went from zero to $650 million in sales in 8 years. Mom and pop oriented, and that's a whole story. It's pretty cool. Here's what the technology looks like. And this one I love. if you were to go into any healthcare clinic around the country and you look at, let's say, 50 people in that healthcare clinic, and you were to just ask a simple question, what if we took those people and we built a conceptual pyramid, and on the bottom we said, let's give those people deep, appropriate, rejuvenating sleep. The next level up would be we'd get them fully hydrated, and then we would put them on an absolutely appropriate nutritional regimen. We would control the energy in their environment, the stressors, whether they be physical or whether they be the biophysics in their environment, and increase their energy, and put them on a fitness program. How many people would no longer be in the clinic? So, Jim, you've done this for a long time. What would your guess be percentage-wise of all those people in that clinic that would no longer be there?
Oh, probably 50%.
So if that's true, and then this would be the only ones that would be left would be overuse syndromes.
Right.
And people who fell out of a tree or got hit by a car. Then what the problem is, we all know the answer. It just takes more work than people were willing to do. And that's where Niken came in with some fabulous technologies and a basic understanding that the average person in the United States doesn't really comply good to their physical therapy regimen. Have you noticed that to be true?
Yes.
So what they did was they came up with, the first thing was a shoe insert based on magnetic fields. And as you get into the study of these magnetic fields, you're going to start to, it's going to change everything you ever knew. It's like the coolest. Have you ever worked with any of those before?
No, I haven't. I'm about to try it for my golf game, though.
Oh, you're going to?
I'd like to.
Yeah, that would be good, because like when you're beating people and you get, They're paying for the golf game. It gets your shoes paid for in a real quick. The tendency with these things, and you can prove it fairly quickly, is I think, is it gives a much clearer afferent input to the brain, so that the brain can then determine its output in a much more critical speed and process. Here's some of the things that I've seen from the laboratory expression. If we take someone and perturb their balance, and we have a couple of different ways we do that. Just basically, for example, we have someone stand with their arms horizontal to the ground, one hand on top of the other, arms out straight in front of them. If you have them stand on these mag steps and press up on their hands and just determine that they're going to lock in the abdominals and they're going to have their feet flat on the floor and give a pretty good push straight up. And then you take them off, just have them step to the side of it and give the same force. What you find is that you can actually apply almost 8 times the force when they're on the mag steps as you can when they're not. What they'll do is they'll instantly dorsiflex. Their abdominals break down, and their ability to hold their shoulders stable starts to deteriorate rapidly when they're off the magnetic field. And when I put it to the scrutiny in my laboratory, where I had an EMG telemetry and a three-dimensional motion analysis system, force platforms, and pedobarographs, I could do real-time assessment of which muscles were functioning and even do inverse Eulerian angles to figure out powers at the particular muscle groups, what I discovered that we were seeing almost a doubling of nerve conduction velocity in the presence of this magnetic field. And when we saw that, it was further corroborated when I started looking at information from the Neurocommunications Research Laboratory in Connecticut, where they were doing studies on people with MS and Parkinsonism, and they did a test called evoked potential. Now, you're a PhD, is that correct?
Yes.
Did you ever do any work with evoked potential?
I remember it in school.
Okay, what we were doing in this particular study was to give, we were measuring the speed of the processing of the of a visual signal. So they'd strobe light and then measure by PET scan how long it took to register on the visual cortex. And they found that the apps of transcranial application of two of these little magnetic discs, you'd see a doubling of the nerve conduction velocity for 24 hours.
Wow.
And so just think of the implications.
Right.
Especially athletically. So we ran out and tried it on some people in athletics. We found a kid that was throwing 43 feet in the shot put. In his case, because of the neurologic changes, he went from 43 feet to 50 feet 9 inches, and we took him back out of his shoes, and he went 43 feet again.
Wow.
I took a group of jumpers at the University of Washington on their intramural basketball team and did just my own placebo-controlled double-blind study on vertical leap and found that in their shoes they averaged an inch and a half increase in vertical leap.
Wow.
So that was huge to me. We started to look at the configuration that Nikan put into these shoe inserts and then started comparing with others that had tried to market this across the country and said, well, shoot, if this works so well for this company, they're making lots of money, we'll try something else. And they tried alternating magnetic fields in a set of shoe inserts, but they had a different geographic or geometric pattern. And they don't elicit any of the neurologic functions. So it turns out that the geometric pattern was critical to the overall function of this thing. The geometric pattern sets up what's called the Hall effect in physics, and it gets pretty wild from there. But essentially what it's doing is it's creating a signal that's picked up as a vibration within the bodies and the cells within the body that cause huge changes. For example, if you go to Andrew Bassett's work, he's an orthopedic surgeon back east, and for the last 35 years he's published on non-union fractures, the use of magnetic fields. What we're finding is that oligodendrocyte, as it sits in the bone marrow, is waiting for a signal to become either a blood cell or a bone cell. It's a precursor to both. We now know that the signal that triggers it to become one or the other is a magnetic field. Now, I'm going to just jump real quickly because I'm only just talking about one of these technology areas to a coming study that's going to be, well, one that's already been released, third phase study, FDA double-blinded placebo-controlled, and it was released about 2 weeks ago on the ABC Evening News. The study came out in the American Journal of Pain Management, and it took diabetic peripheral neuropathy, which I'm sure you deal with every now and then.
Yep, I got parents that have that.
And what we found is, with the application of these shoe inserts, it is up to 90% effective in reducing diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And that's a pretty big deal.
Wow.
Then what we did was we take one of these magnetic pads, if you will, and stick it over a hematoma anywhere. This is the most predictable thing I've ever seen in my ability to make these things work. Cut them out in your initials if you want. Somebody gets a big bruise, and you get them to choose any material they want on the face of the planet, and we'll take our magnet. Tape the magnet over the top of the bruise, and in 24 to 48 hours, remove it. Wherever it touched, in exactly the shape of what you cut out, there will no longer be a bruise, and the rest of the bruise will take as much as 8 days to dissipate afterwards.
Wow.
So now we're starting to see some wild stuff. Here's my friend, sticks him on his head. Now, in some cases, I've been able to take a grand mal seizure and completely eliminate it in 8 seconds by wrapping a band around somebody's head. You take some of your knee replacement people who start to get those big swollen joints.
Yeah.
You really can't find any infection there, but it's just not moving. You got a lot of resistance to movement. It's big, red, swollen, very uncomfortable, and you wrap them up in some of these magnetic wraps. Unbelievable. In the Journal of Rheumatology, there's a new study, double-blinded again. Same researcher, Dr. Weintraub, New York University School of Medicine, found that when you wrap these elastomagnetic wraps around the wrist, 60% effective in carpal tunnel syndrome. Now, that 60% really rang true to me because I had known in my own clinical experience that 40% of carpal tunnel came from your neck.
Right.
So now if we're affecting 60% by putting it around the wrist, that's a pretty high hit ratio.
That's about all of them.
Then what you're going to see is a wildest array of technologies for things like breathing disorders, range of motion, deep rejuvenating sleep, all based on magnetic fields. Well, I know Tom's going to get a chance to begin to start to introduce you to the technologies, but let me say this about some of the technologies. The compliance rate is, in let's say a peripheral neuropathy, you could see how someone might spend untold numbers of dollars trying to get some relief,
yeah,
of which there really isn't any.
Right.
If you can have them buy for $60 a pair of insoles that somebody helps to trim and stick in their shoe, they never have to think again. All they got to do is put their shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people with all sorts of fibromyalgia, is probably a fairly popular one that you deal with out there.
Yeah.
They took a group of college students and put electrodes on their head to monitor their brainwave function while they slept. And when they all got into the long brainwave deep sleep, they'd wake them up. They did it for 9 days running. Out of 40 students, 38 of them ended up with fibromyalgia with 9 days of disrupted deep sleep. It's a sleep disorder. You watch what happens when you put them in this magnetic environment for sleep.
Wow.
And then if we get really carried away, Tom, do you know, what is that guy's name now? Oh, shoot, I was just looking at it yesterday. The guy from North Palm Beach that had ALS, Lou Gehrig.
I'm not familiar with him, Jerry.
This is a guy who had a progressive neurologic disorder, went from triathlon to a ventilator in a wheelchair in 2 years or less. 18 months, I guess. And within a year, he's back to doing a triathlons based on this vibrational harmonics concept. Just the dumbest stuff you ever saw, sleeping, walking, drinking. So there's the hydration issue. Tom will kind of begin to address that. It is as startling when you start to learn what's going on with that as the whole magnetic field issue. And then there's another technology based on light wave reflection in the far infrared spectrum. Imagine this. What's the number one reason people don't exercise 2 days after they start an exercise program?
Soreness.
There may be a component of acid in that.
Yeah.
Take a set of this clothing that he's going to show you. Hold it under your chin and taste a lemon. Pull the clothing away and taste the lemon again. It'll about suck your face off. What we found is that we can so profoundly change the acid content by virtue of a reflected far infrared light that if you've got a person that's on Tagamet, Prilosec, and a 60-gallon tub of Tums next to their bed, and you put them underneath a comforter that's reflecting this light back into them, usually within a week they're off all their medication. But you take someone who's just started exercising and you put them in these long johns or wrap them up in the comforter, and virtually 2 days later, they won't be sore anymore. We do a lot of that in recovery and athletics, and it's going to be a big deal, as Tom may have described to you or begin to work with Cleveland Browns that his son plays with. And the Denver Broncos actually bought $140,000 worth of the sleep pads because the recovery is so fast between games.
Wow.
I can take a marathon runner from zero to marathon, because it's one of my alter egos, is that I trained a lot of the world-class triathletes and started out as a swim coach and then did that as well. And if I want to take somebody from ground zero to marathon, it takes me typically 10 months. In the presence of these sleep systems, the body recovers so quickly that I've dropped it at 5.
Wow.
Well, gosh, my job was to just sort of open the book.
You opened it.
Yeah. I believe it's opened.
Good deal. And someday I hope to get out in there, and if you all buy me a 7-Up, then we'll go on into the evening and we'll just turn the sky blue.
Jerry, this is Beth. I'm just wowed. I haven't heard things like that before. Amazing.
Hey, you have a phone number?
Yeah. It's 509.
All right.
467-2344. And there are some clinical applications that you can see this stuff work real fast. Take five to ten of your people who have shoulder involvement.
Yes, I can buy. This is the shoulder county of the world, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Well, cool. Now, I want you to simply do baseline where you have them do an abduction.
Yeah.
And then stop at the beginning of the painful arc.
Right.
And just describe how many degrees or just, you know, do a visual. Then take one of these technologies, which is a spinning magnetic device, and run it over the shoulder for, I'm going to tell you a minute because it will make more sense to you, but sometimes you can do it for 4 seconds.
Okay.
And then have them re-describe the arc and stop at the point at which it begins to become uncomfortable again.
Okay.
In 85% of your cases, I suspect you'll see a doubling in range of motion regardless of how many months they've been at therapy, regardless of what their diagnosis is, because many of those are misdiagnosed.
Right.
Especially those with adhesive capsulitis and they've just got a guarding reaction.
Right.
And I think you're going to just grin. You're getting your hands onto stuff that is, you guys, this is like the coolest stuff in the world. It's going to make you the happiest. And what you're going to find is you're going to find a group of people, but that's why we had to go with someone who thinks out of the box.
Right.
You're going to find a group of people who sit up on their pompous boxes, and they will not allow you to think that way.
I've been out of the box for years, and that's why people think I'm strange.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess that's why we connected, Jim.
Well, what's going to be rather interesting in the next 3 years is the healthcare system is going to slam so hard against the wall and break up into 8 million pieces. And I used to freak about that. I'm so excited right now, I can hardly stand it because we're doing such an incredible injustice to a group of people. And we now have the answers that are so simple to apply and so much healthier without the side effects, I can't wait for it to crumble. But we've got some things to do before we get there, and that's to develop an infrastructure that can handle picking up all the pieces when it comes off. And that's where Tom comes in, because he's now beginning to understand how to put that infrastructure together with the average American who doesn't care a diddly about what the physics are. All they are is just like my guys that introduced me to this, and that is somebody with a tremendous amount of compassion that just says, I got to get it out there. And, you know, I apologize if this flies in the face of where you've been before. But just like a friend of mine says, if it's raining outside, you don't think it's raining, it's still raining.
Jerry, could you just share from the financial business side, Your experience? I know you were working full-time as a physical therapist. And
well, yeah, you can get busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, and I'm sure you all have seen that. But for me, I was working a 40-hour shift, and then I was running my laboratory, which was taking another 20 hours. Then I was teaching at the university in biomechanics, physiology, and neuroanatomy. I was teaching Sunday school, acting, had my fourth child on the way, and was building a 4,000-square-foot log house by hand on weekends and evenings. So I was kind of busy. And I started getting involved in this, and you can tell when my blood pressure goes up when I get to talking about it. Before very long, we just got a bunch of people, some of them from church, and someone who works at the gas station, and somebody else over there, and we started to just put it on people, and they started putting it on people. And everybody was just having a ball, kind of giggling. We'd get together once in a while. And the way they tie people together in this is like the simplest thing I'd ever seen. Within 7 months, I came to a dilemma. Now, what would y'all do if you ended up losing money going to work every day? You sit down and you sort of contemplate. Say, let's see, I'm losing $250 a day by going to work. I think I won't do that no more. And so it was just a blessing to me to be able to break free and to create the freedom to go home and to get to know who my kids were. That was a big deal. So within 7 months, I beat my salary. Within almost, I didn't do it like I should have, but really within 3 years, I virtually got to the point where my monthly income had become the same as my previous yearly income. And my freedom level went up to where I was probably working 20, 30 hours a week. So I don't know if that ever, you know, if you guys will catch on to how that works, but it's the power of the people, and it's the power of the masses. It's the power of a bunch of folks who have a lot of conviction. And that's how we're having to fly under the radar screen to get it into the United States. They have the most incredible marketing strategy, but we're moving backwards. I've only just cracked the door open a little bit, and watch this. We've affected 1 million people in North America in the last 12 years. Now, you'd think that's a really good thing, except the population of America went up by 14 million during that time frame when we only affected 1 million. We're going backwards. So our problem is that we need help, and we need help from as many people as we can get to put it out on the wire. If that strikes your fancy, it gets a little bit out of hand, but the freedom is tremendous. The difference you make is huge. And, I know both of you have probably been very successful in the business world as it stands. But I bet you if you took 3 months off, your income would probably die a little bit. And this is the kind of thing where it just continues to grow even if you're off. So that's sort of my experience.
Thank you.
Wow.
Jim, Beth, do you all have any questions? Jim, any clinical questions that you might?
Yes. You know, the thing I need to see is, you know, what products are out there for the different things that, you know, obviously I deal with.
Okay. Well, let me give you a suggestion, Tom, to take to him.
Okay.
Just some of the ones that will give you your fastest clinical responses.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get a lot of things like retropatellar dysfunction. People think, you know, they're dying because they got some retropatellar pain. Have them do a squat, or if you got some people, like I do this a lot on athletes where they'll get a patellar tendonitis, stuff like that. Have them do a squat and identify how far that is.
Right.
And then take one of these sleeves that's made with this far infrared material in it.
Uh-huh.
And pull it up. You can even pull it over their pant leg. And again, it's going to be, numbers are always going to be about 85%. About 15% of the people will not get better quickly on this, either because their diagnosis is wrong or because they get litigation for pain and suffering. You know where I'm going?
Right. Secondary gain.
Yeah. In fact, we know this stuff is 95% effective on animals and only 85% on people just for that reason.
Okay.
But if you have them do another squat and identify where the beginning of their pain is, a large number of those people in one squat, it will be totally gone.
Okay.
And then if you do it again with it off, then it'll come right back.
Okay.
So that's kind of a neat one. Another one, if you have low back problems, gee, I bet you never saw those before. And what you do is to have people bend forward until they just begin to feel the discomfort.
Fingertips to the floor?
Yeah, and then measure fingertips to the floor.
Right.
With a...
yardstick?
Yep.
Okay.
Then take this device, either the Palm Mag or the Mag Boy, and work it over their low back. Again, 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay.
But it many times doesn't have to be anywhere near that long. And then have them do the same test again. I did an orthopedic surgeon the other day. He bent over, he's 22 inches from the floor, and was complaining of radiculopathy and pain, and they're burning in his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Stood him on one of the foot pads, but first I had him do them, and he was 22 inches from the floor at the point where it began to start to stiffen up. I hit him for a minute, and he, standing on the foot pad, the pain immediately went out of his foot, and he gained 17 inches in range.
Wow.
So you'll see some dramatic ones in regard to that as well. The other is to use those on shoulders for clinical application and very rapid responses. And then I would take anything that's got an inflammatory overuse, difficult thing. Tom, if you've got a shoulder wrap,
mm-hmm.
and he's dealing with an awful lot of shoulders there.
We got time.
I would do two things. One of them is a cream material. There's just a lot of products, and I couldn't get into all of them. There's a lot of technology I couldn't really get into. But take this cream. It's based on a couple of things. It's almost an iontophoresis kind of concept.
Okay.
But it's
probably a lot easier to set up.
Well, yeah, this is really interesting because it's based on veterinary medicine where cats won't take a pill.
Right.
So they mix it in this cream. It's got a driver. It's called liposome cellular technology. And they'll take whatever active ingredient, and it'll do the DMSO thing, carry it across the skin.
Okay.
But this stuff is called cetyl myristoliate. And what they discovered at the CDC is that mice are immune to arthritis. They're the only known mammal that can't get it. So they isolate it out of their system, which fatty acids they made that no other mammals do, and it's a complex of these cetyl myristoliate and seven other fatty acids. It will rock your world in a lot of these joint problems. Just rub it on. So rub that on first and then put on the shoulder wrap. Many times, these are the kind of people when you first do that spinning ball thing, they'll gain maybe 100% in range right there instantly, but it's still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then stick the wrap on so that you're giving them a consistent application. Usually by the end of the half hour time there at your clinic, they will have gained another, you know, let's say if they've gained 30 degrees, they'll gain another 30 degrees. And then by morning, it'll be 50% eliminated. And by the next morning, many of those bursitis, tendonitis type things will be almost completely gone. There's a lot of things we can do with neck. There's stuff we can do with neural probes, electrical acupuncture, stuff like that. We've got this really cool device. There's just a host of things, and I look forward to your creativity taking these things, trying to just not make them so scientifically based that nobody can understand what the heck you're talking about, but just wrap it on there and let it rip.
Okay.
And those would be some months to be a good start with just as a, because they're fast. But everything else is fast, too. I remember if you get, like, personally, start getting an infection, put one of these magnetic pads on it. It's unbelievable.
How long have you been involved with this, Jerry?
I've been full-time with it for 8 years now.
8 years?
And I'm so frustrated when I talk to people like you that really can think out of the box that I haven't got on it a little bit harder, but I got a little lazy and started enjoying myself. The company has a little program where they pay your mortgage wherever you want to live. So I got to farting around. Time to get back to work.
I say you have their new car, too.
Yeah, I'm on my third car and my third house. And once they make the payments, you keep them. And then they go on to make the next one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real nice perk program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had that at the hospital, didn't you, Jerry?
Yeah, that hospital is really good. They'd always buy you a plane and a house and a car and all that stuff. I don't know why I ever left there. No, actually, right after I left the hospital, we had an across-the-board 13% pay cut. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys are stimulating me. I think I'll
go. Website?
What's that?
Website?
Oh, my website? Yeah, it's, if you want to go to a website that's got like 400 clinical articles in it, it's called 5pillars.com. That's the number 5.
5pillars?
Mm-hmm.
K-L-L-A-R-S.
Right, and then click on the one that's been most heavily researched in the United States and is beginning to really get the press is the first of our technologies, and that's the magnetic field. So click on magnetic research.
Okay.
But I think the water and the infrared will eventually be bigger than either, then both of them will be bigger than that. And you can kind of cruise around and look through those things.
Okay.
And that's FIVE pillars.
No, it's the number 5, the digit.
Right, the numeral 5, yeah.
The numeral.
Okay.
I couldn't remember numeral. That's the science part I never got with that dumb math.
have any other questions, Jim? Anything at all?
No, I don't. I'm kind of excited to meet with Tom, I think, Friday, right, Tom?
Thursday.
Thursday, I'm sorry, at noon.
Thursday at noon.
Yes.
I think we're going to meet here, right?
Correct.
Well, I guess one of my questions, maybe it's directed to you, Tom, or Jerry, but would it be, should Jim maybe bring patients with him, or what would the liability be with that? Should we bring someone that...
I love that question, and here's the reason I like that question. It's because in terms of people's conceptual liability questions, if the FDA had required that we were all kinds of had to have this controller, that controller, it was a control device, or somebody had to have a, we'd have been fine with it, and Tom would have used it in a clinic on any patient he wanted to. But since we don't, I remember early on there was a memo that came out from the FDA, two people talking to one another, and one guy in his memo, well, I don't know this, because as far as we can tell from Japanese research, it's about as dangerous as a terry cloth beach robe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so if a person has the mentality that the application of this is like doing a towel stretch, then nobody has a problem with it.
Right.
But because it has this amazing ability to do stuff that'll just knock you off your horse like Saul on the way to Damascus, that it must be in some way, you got to have permission to do it. And so that just kind of comes down to what your clinical practice application is like. Mm-hmm. For me to just do a quick test of somebody with a spinning magnetic ball on a range of motion of the shoulder in a clinical setting, I mean, that's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that it's pretty easy to find someone that has a pain.
Oh, yes.
All you got to do is ask.
Yeah, I think so.
Or tell them you're a therapist.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy, that's a good point. Oftentimes people say, well, you cheat in this business because people always, you know, they'll give you all the credibility and stuff. The only way we can cheat as a therapist, if you really understand how the marketing strategy works, is just like Tom, if Tom was to really have used this, but he never did really, it's all the wannabes in your life that come up to you at the soccer game and go, oh, you're a therapist? Here, you're supposed to give me about $500 worth of free advice and a bunch of stuff right here. They try to suck on you. So take all those wannabes,
right,
and you turn them into distributors because they'd be great at spreading it out in the market, and get back at them for once in your lifetime.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, guys, Jerry, I really appreciate your time, and Jim, Beth, same with you all.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.